morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Free Your Mind Friday. Listen, we've been getting deep here lately, these last 3 days, when it comes to our mental health. And as I told you some weeks ago, listen, our goal is to take it slow and dive in deep as we go towards the end of Mental Health Awareness Month. And so listen, we only have one more full week of Mental Health Awareness Month, and I really want to keep diving in deep. So we've talked about mislabeling, we've talked about depression, we've talked about finding ourselves and the whys of the mislabeling. What are we lacking? And so today I want to share a story of personal story for me, right? Of how unrealistic expectations can get you to a place that it affects your mental health, right? And how those unrealistic expectations are transferred from person to person, from thought to thought, from place to place, and how we continue to identify those unrealistic expectations as realistic expectations, and how they affect our mental health. I know that's a lot, so let's dive in deep. So if you don't know, I'm an only child, and so as an only child, I felt the need to be in a space to create this unique, awesome legacy in order to make my parents proud. My parents never told me that they wanted me to be this person, this great person with this great legacy. They never said it in conversation. All they wanted me to do is be my best. How many of us have heard that? Like, all I want you to do is be your best. But we figure out a way to take that and create a moment of being beyond our best, right? Like, being my best means I gotta meet so many great expectations. So if my parents were doctors and they were just doctors, right, I gotta be a doctor who now takes over the hospital, or a doctor that takes over a department, or a doctor that does this magnificent research, right? I can't just be a doctor. That's what my parents are. I gotta take this up to another level, another niche. And maybe we do that even with our kids. If you have any, you want to take it to another level, another niche. We always say we want the best for our kids. We want something that we didn't get. But what does that really mean? And is that really a realistic expectation? And I ask that question because a lot of times we find ourselves putting pressure on ourselves trying to meet that expectation, where we reality, we don't get to enjoy the expectation, right? And so a lot of times we find ourselves anxious, discombobulated, angry, mad, upset, frustrated, just disgruntled with ourselves because we didn't meet the expectation of creating a space of betterment, whether it's for ourselves, our legacy, or even the legacy of our parents. We just didn't get to that place that we set for ourselves as a realistic expectation. And guess what? It starts to take a toll on our mental health. So now we become anxious when it comes to our expectations. Now we become indecisive when it comes to our expectations. And now we may even get depressed because we don't meet those expectations. So today, as a Free Your Mind Friday tip, I want to make sure that you are creating realistic expectations for yourself, and that you are taking yourself out of the box of comparison. See, that's the great thing about evaluating your mental health. It makes you realize areas where you compare yourself to someone or something that you're not. When you're a trailblazer, there's no one to compare yourself to because you're blazing the trail. Yeah, and so that can be anxious. That can cause some little uncomfortable moments, but I want you to be free enough to be you, to be okay with who you are, to be okay with whatever trail you decide to blaze and what legacy you decide to create. Today is all about you. This week has totally been themed about you. This month is all about you. And so today, I really want you to examine what unrealistic expectations you place on yourself that's caused you to have anxiety, become depressed, to compare, to make you label yourself in a place of failure, to make you label yourself as a place in any negative place, right? and how those negative places continue to transfer even in the midst of success. How you can't even celebrate success because you didn't meet the full expectation. Today, I want to challenge you as you free your mind to celebrate the little things, celebrate the little victories. Those little victories will eventually become bigger victories, and those bigger victories become bigger, bigger victories. Get it? Yes. So celebrate yourself and all the little small things you do. Set the goal. Create the celebration. Don't get discouraged. Don't compare. And keep it moving. Because guess what? It's only one you. And the best thing you are great at being is you. So keep moving. Keep thriving. And keep pushing to your next level, your next destination, by freeing yourself from unrealistic expectations. Don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe to Jesus Plus Therapy Sis on our social media and podcast platforms. Y'all, we have so much going on, so many great guests, and so much great conversation. And listen, it's raw conversation. We have not rehearsed anything. So y'all don't want to keep missing these great, awesome mental health tips that we are bringing to you in May and beyond as we break the stigma of mental health.